tough game. You know, I don't think you can trade chances with their team and expect that you're going to win the game. I mean, there was a lot of moments in that game where it was timely goals, timely situations where you could have had turning points and never got it done. I mean, you know, the Mietinen goal right after they scored to make it 3-3 put us back in. The Bogosian giveaway early in the third puts them on top. You know, before that you get a penalty shot, which could turn around and give you something. Don't get a shot off. You know, having said that, you come back and you tie it up with 3 minutes to go, and you give one up the next shift. I mean, you can't. When you look at the numbers in the game, you can't be trading chances with that team. I mean, you've got, you know, Alfredson gets a couple of goals. Carlson's plus five in the game. That's what you get. If you don't defend, you don't. I mean, it's easy to say that. They've got a good team. They've got some players that can be dynamic. We talked about that before, and they were. And they were impactful, you know, so from your foundation of checking, you can't give up five goals in an empty net and expect that you're going to win the game.
Are we getting a really good picture of what your team is at this point in time?
Well, it depends what you mean by what your team is, you know. Like, I think we battled hard. I thought we played to win the game. I thought we played with a lot of heart and a lot of will. I didn't think that we checked enough from a standpoint. I thought we were playing on the wrong side of things. You can't do that, you know. So I don't know what you mean by that.
Pace and intensity is.
Well, pace and intensity is good, but you got to have pace and intensity from a standpoint of defending, regardless. And you can't lose sight of that, regardless of the opponent. If you want to get in a horse race against them, this is how the game ends up, you know. So I don't think you can. You have to be able to regroup from situations and stay with the way that you're playing. And I don't think that we did that. You know, even when we were down before we tied it up late in the game, even when you're down, you have to check the puck back. And you know, we got a goal. The Kane goal was a good goal getting to the net. But I mean, there were times in there they were in our zone, and we were on the wrong side of things hoping to get the puck back. You can't do that. You're not going to get it back. You got to check it back. And to me, that's the wrong mentality.
Was it an emotional roller coaster on the
bench? Well, it's just like it was in the stands. You know, it was up and down. You're never out of the game the way the game was going. It was, you know, you're in the game, they're in the game, and there's moments, and fans are up and down, and you get caught up in that, but you know. You tie it late like that, you should be able to at least get to a point where you get a point and potentially get it back again. But to turn around and give up a goal the next shift with your best players.
The captain and his line were minus four. I believe it was minus three. How does that happen?
You watch the game. You know, they played against their top line and weren't able to create very much offensively. I shouldn't say that. I thought they created some offensive opportunities, never finished on them. But, you know, they've played some heavy minutes against some heavy lines and stuff like that, and they're counted on. They're going to have nights like tonight. I mean, you can't, you know, they don't go on out into the evening and say, well, let's work hard and let's end up minus four. I mean, empty net goal, whatever. They're on for all the situations when they're down, so they're pressing too, you know. So it's, how does it happen? I mean, they're trying to win the game, and sometimes you got to take risks, you know. So, I mean, they've given their heart and soul to this team, so you certainly can't look at this game and say, you know, we needed to be better as a group, and we weren't good enough. Well, I mean, their goalie was good, made some good saves and some timely saves, you know, and they've got some guys that have been in some races, and they've been in some playoff situations that we have as well, I suppose. But they're an offensive team that can really hurt you, and they got some guys that are some real key guys, and it's. And when you're a little older like that, you can settle things down and not get caught up in the emotion. Sometimes you can get caught up in the emotion if you have a little bit of, youth on your side. That could be one thing. But the other thing, too, is that the fans and the exuberance of things really gets you going, too, and you lose sight of things, So, I mean, I don't know if that's where we want to get to where, I think we have a vision of where we'd like to get to and play. It has to be from a standpoint of checking, and we've been a fairly good checking team, but these games like this are dangerous.
I know you got the offense going in the second and third, but you've had quite a few really good chances in the first, basically two clear shots in the first 3 minutes. Did the game, I know you talk about first goal a lot, but how much could the game have been different?
Well, it could have been, but, if and what's and buts and whatever else, there's a whole game to play. You still have to have stability. You still have to have a foundation of where your game gets to. Sometimes you get caught up in that stuff, in the back and forth. But we chased the game. We were forever chasing the game. We kept getting down, and we're coming back, and then getting down and coming back. And eventually, you've got to. There's some moments you could have taken some steps. That turning point could have been the Mietinen goal where we scored right after they scored to make it 3-3. This is where you might say maturity or whatever, but this is where you've got to buckle down and say, okay, we just need one here, and we need to settle down and play. You do that, how many times has that happened? But we didn't. Look at the plays that got made. And we battled all the way through right until the Kane goal, and then even you can't close it off then. Disappointing. It's disappointing for the players too. They're not overly pleased as well. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. I'll let you know what the schedule is tomorrow as soon as I know Snyder tomorrow morning. Okay.